to the GoHam Podcast. Today, we're going to be breaking down some recruiting strategies. So if you're struggling building your dream team or getting applicants in general, stay tuned because we're about to break it down for you.
How do we attract the best team ever all the time?
I don't know. It just has been easy for us, I feel like.
All right. I can't say the same. I feel like it's been sort of a wild roller coaster over the years. I feel like right now we have a system in place and we like kind of figured some things out. But in the years past, I can remember feeling like so much pressure about not having, you know, the applicants. It's like we need associates, we need assistants, we need front desk people. And we couldn't necessarily do that. Yeah. So I feel like now, yes.
Well, I think what we did do really well is company standards. I think that we set our standards where we wanted them, came up with our core values and what we believe and what the team is that we wanted to attract. And I think that we did a really good job sticking by that.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely there's been a few people along the way that didn't fit into our culture. But other than that, I think it's been a pretty easy road for us, other than not maybe not having as many applicants as we needed at one point in our time.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the people that we get or the people we attract are usually pretty on point with us.
So I think one of the big things, like to what you're saying right now, brand standards, core values, that's been from the gate.
And I feel like it's important to mention that you can't like just shimmy over that, because I feel like for a while we did, and that may have been why we struggled for a little bit.
Yeah.
When we redo our core values, like a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's kind of where like things started to shift. Because we had these values that were from, what, like 10 years ago?
And they were values that we brought to the table. And right. I think when we shift it with our core values, you're probably just going to get into this about how we came up with them.
So the interesting thing about our core values is I feel like they've been the same from the gate. There's been times where we, and I'll admit fault here, like I feel like as an owner, I've sacrificed the values when recruiting because of desperation, and that has always negatively served us over the years. But anyway, I feel like a couple years ago, we did a practice at a meeting where we did a core value exercise. We handed out papers, everybody circled what, you know, what their values were. And when we brought them all back and we broke it all down, it was interesting because they pretty much lined up to remain the same.
Yeah, we were able to build off it.
But for the most part, the brand standards and the core values, they've been pretty consistent. And I feel like either you line up or you don't.
So when you're recruiting, it's super important to make sure you have your core values and your culture in check. You know.
Yeah. And there's so many different ways you can go about like finding core values too. Like the exercise that we did, the just finding out like who your people are and basing it off of that. I feel like if you Google like how to find your company's core values, there'd probably be like, you know, five different ways that you could do it. But
absolutely.
But having those values and really truly living by them, eat, breathe, sleeping, the values in your company is like super important.
Yep. And then that kind of just rolls into culture.
Yeah.
The big one.
The C word.
The C word.
Britt Siva was just talking about this and I thought it was interesting because I feel like before I was a salon owner, like I didn't really understand what culture meant. I think people, like she says, like people think it's like, oh, we're like family and we work really hard. And I feel like it's important to point out that like culture isn't just that. It's like basically like what your values are. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that kind of like brings everything full circle.
Yeah. And with that being said, you need to be putting that out for the world to see in every aspect possible.
Yeah.
Which I think is essentially what has been a driving factor for our recent success with recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, we have at this point, we have three salon companies. We have close to 100 employees. Everybody's on social media. So when we do these events, like when you really get to see the team in the wild.
Team in the wild.
When you get to see the team in the wild, it's filmed, it's on social media, and people are attracted to that because it's real, it's genuine. Like, we have a good time, we enjoy each other, we, you know, we have a ball. And I think that there's a definite attraction to that.
Yeah.
For like-minded individuals, I can't say everybody would look at that and be like, oh, I want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
But that's the beauty of it. It's like you attract the people that are going to line up with you.
Yeah, no, I think that that's true. I think that you get a good representation on social media, that you can put yourself out there, let people know who you are, what you represent, how you operate. And then another thing I think is good, what we do with recruiting is, and we'll probably talk about this down the road, but how we allow like our potential hirees to come in and shadow a day. Yeah. So they get an idea of what we really are. It's not just on social.
Yeah. For sure.
I feel like we take pride in like investing in having professional videos and photos done too. Yeah. Cause I feel like the kickback from that on its own is huge too. Yeah.
Of course. I mean, if it's something that is going to be of value, then, you know, we're investing in that. Absolutely. So yeah, I think just having, you know, being transparent and genuine with what you have going on in your culture and putting that out there for the world to see, the attraction's going to come, and hopefully you end up recruiting people who are a good match.
Yeah. I think you've mentioned this before too, like, is what they're seeing what they're going to actually get to when they come to your company.
That's why I'm saying, I think it's great to do a offer a shadow day. Yeah. Let someone come in and see if they're a good fit for you and if you're a good fit for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So far we have, you know, establishing good core values, knowing your culture, showcasing it.
Yep.
What else?
While we're on that, I think that if you're not happy, you know, if you're a salon owner and you're not happy with how your culture is right now, then do some work on the back end. Yeah. You know, like, put the time and effort in to figure out what's going on with your company, that, you know, some changes or tweaks that you'd like to make before you start to recruit. Because essentially, if you recruit early before you make these changes, you're gonna have people who could potentially join your company that get a bad taste, or there's something that they don't like. So it's almost worth taking the time to get it to what you want before you start to recruit.
Or even join your company for the wrong reasons. Like, they might think they're joining like a relaxed, like, kickback environment, but then you go and like switch everything and make it more, you know, structured, then you're going to have people that aren't going to be aligning with what you're trying to do.
Exactly.
So that, social media, just blasting social media about what it's like to work for you. And then I think another thing that kind of shifted our recruiting process was when we redid our website. So just making it accessible to apply right on there, and people kind of just want instant gratification these days, so being able to just hop on there and apply for a job,
they want easiness. Yep. Yeah, convenience and easy.
I die
2 a.m.
the 2 a.m
2 a.m applicants.
And then you get ghosted.
I gotta be honest though, that's probably what I would do, because that's the only time of the day that I have to myself to actually think and sit down and do an application.
Well, I laugh sometimes because I'm like, all right, it's 2 a.m. This came in at 2 a.m. last night. Was Kayla at the bar last night? Did she have a conversation with somebody that was like, I'm coming to work there? And then it happened then. But either way, listen, no judgments here.
Yeah, it's either going to be like a perfect fit or like a no.
Yeah. Yep. It's so funny. But yeah, I think making sure you're investing in having a website that is functional and beautiful and aesthetically pleasing and lining up with your brand and all of that stuff is so important, because essentially, like, the website is like the menu to your world.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, welcome. You know, this is it. So if it's really dated, if you haven't made updates, if there's not an application process on there, if they can't get familiar with your team or your services that you offer, all of that stuff, like, that's what they want to see these days. And they want it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another thing I think that we take a lot of time and effort into is surveying our team, finding out, you know, not only do we get like, do we look for, you know, room for improvement ideas and stuff like that, but we also love their testimonials. We love hearing why they love being part of our team, what drew them here, what's keeping them here.
Yep.
So having that on a website for people to like see, read or hear.
Yeah.
I mean, that's real and raw, and there's nothing better than hearing it from somebody that's actually working from you.
It's true.
Yeah, flaunt that shit.
Seriously. Yeah. Or if you aren't in a situation where you can flaunt it, figure out what's wrong and fix it. All right. So drifting right on down here, I think something else in today's market that is very important are benefits.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I get asked that all the time in interviews. Yeah. Like, you know, well, what do you offer? Do you have health insurance? Do you have vacation? Do you have time off? Like, all of these things that people are looking for. And I think right now, being competitive with that, it matters. For sure.
Definitely. I mean, people, they want the full package. They want vacation. They want a 401k. They want disability benefits when they go out on maternity leave or have an injury. They want to know that they have that support. They want health benefits. And it doesn't mean you're necessarily paying out of pocket.
Just being that support for
being
them.
Being able to offer group rates and, you know, having that for them.
Yeah. And listen, I certainly think that that's not built for every single company.
No.
Just because, you know, whatever, you're a small business, you're a salon, it doesn't mean you have to offer all of these things, but I think at least exploring them and being able to offer some incentives and benefits and talking about them in the recruitment phase is very important.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing, you know, showcase it. You want people to know about it.
And think outside the box too. It doesn't have to be like extravagant stuff. It could be like maybe they have off on their birthday, or maybe they get their hair done for free. Like
sign me up.
Little things like that.
They do make big impacts.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're struggling getting recruiting, getting applications, definitely look into what you actually can offer your employees. Another good way of getting some applicants is referrals. I mean, that's easy, right?
The team comes in.
Clients, clutch. Team.
Yeah.
That's like one of the easiest ways, I think, word of mouth.
Yeah.
Agreed. And that's like one of my favorite ways. Because if I have somebody who was referred by somebody who already works with us, it's the green flag. Go. Like, you're good. Yeah, yeah, come on in. And not always, but, you know, it definitely helps knowing that somebody who is familiar with our culture and our vibe is referring somebody that they feel like would be a good fit. Yeah. That's, like, amazing.
Yeah.
So, that's honestly how I think we've grown.
Yeah, I think the incentive helps too, like having like a bonus. If you get somebody, you know, if you recruit someone for our team and they're with us past 6 months, like we're going to give you this kickback too.
And they deserve it.
Yeah. And sometimes even the clients would be like, hey, like, you know.
Key factor there though. Break it down why we wait 6 months.
Because people are flaky.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I don't know. Why do we
Well, because I mean, financially, if you're somebody with in our company who you know, financially driven, and I'm not saying that they would do that, but they could do that, you know, oh, I just want this $250 bonus. So I'm going to get so-and-so's sister to come work for you.
And then quit 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's like really, you know, putting a referral system in place that makes sense.
Yeah.
That you're not going to get screwed on. So I think 6 month window probably gives you a true idea if that person's going to fit or not.
Yep.
Also, I think having good relationships with schools, other salons, like doing salon tours.
Yeah.
Like just networking in your area in general is awesome.
Yeah. Talk about that. We had that school reached out and they came for a tour, which was so fun.
It was like a field trip for them. Do you remember?
I don't know if I was there, but I do remember.
They brought like 20 girls in and they did a full tour. And I actually was their tour guide that day. So you can imagine how much fun this tour was.
She's the perfect tour guide.
I know.
If you were going to be a salon owner, you would definitely thrive as a tour guide.
Yeah.
Probably for Disney. But anyway, no, but I was the tour guide that day and it was fun. And the kids, like, they had fun.
The kids.
Well, they were students. They were all young. I mean, if there was adults, I wouldn't have called them kids. But they came to the salon. We gave them a little tour. They got like a little bag to leave with information and a little gift. Yeah, swag bag. But the interesting thing was with our new Town Square location where they came, our suites are three doors down. So I was actually able to give them a tour of the salon and the suites.
Yeah, that was
to
cool.
To show them, like, this is what life's like in a salon every day. Now let's do a complete, like, you know, 360, and we'll go check out what it's like to be in a suite.
Yeah, that was cool.
So they really enjoyed it, and the teacher loved it and was like, I'm bringing more classes back. This was great.
Yep.
She got really good feedback from the students, and we definitely got some applications from it.
Yeah. For sure.
So you can tour. You can have a tour in your salon.
Yep.
You can go to career fairs and, you know, have a little setup and give out some brochures and swag bags. You can teach a class at a school.
Or keep it simple. Just go to a school and get your hair done.
Yeah,
that too.
Talk to the students, you know, just network.
Send the admissions people some goodies.
Yeah.
Really get on their good side.
Yeah. We've even switched our approach to when we were sending people to school, we would send actual people that were in the apprentice program.
Oh, yeah.
To have like that relatability rather than them being like intimidated by us as like owners.
Yeah.
That's true.
There were benefits there for sure.
Yeah.
And that is something that I think is definitely a direction we would continue to go.
Yeah.
Last but certainly not least, we talked about culture and we talked about how we put it out there for the world to see showcasing, like the things that we're doing. But I think one of the biggest things that we do is we do a ton of events.
Mm-hmm.
Like we do a lot. And I think we do a lot more than what most companies do, which is why I think we have a larger company than most do. We have a lot of people that work for us, but
yeah,
we're doing
that's a huge draw in itself right there.
Oh, yeah. So break it down. CFO, chief fun officer.
Chief fun. That's you.
Oh, I'm the fun officer?
I mean, it's not me.
I like it. I'll take it. No, I mean, we do. We offer tailgates for the Phillies games, for the Eagles games. Yes, we are from Philly, and we love the Eagles and the Phillies. So, yeah, we offer tailgates. We do happy hours.
Oh, my God. Come on. Will you just drop the bomb? We went to Jamaica.
We took our team to Jamaica. All right. That was our we had.
We're so, like, relaxed.
There's
right
just
now.
So
like,
many different things. We do happy hours. We do holiday parties. We include everyone. You're allowed to bring a guest. But our biggest and most successful event yet was our Jamaica trip that we did last year.
Yeah.
We took our whole team. They were all allowed to bring somebody if they wanted to. And
yeah,
I mean, we didn't take on the whole financial burden, although we did do a lot of incentives, and we offered a little bit of money off the tail end to start with if they signed up to go.
Yeah.
And that trip, I can just tell you, was incredible. And when we came back from that trip, just all the girls posting on social media, and it just got so much acknowledgement and so much pull from that trip alone. Yeah. So.
And I can't say at the time, it was not a driving factor of, like, let's go with the intention of this being a big recruitment thing
that
for
really
us.
That really wasn't it at all. I feel like after, like, COVID, we came back and we're like, we just need to, like, put a fire under everyone and reignite the flame that went out when COVID happened. And, I mean, and we got to be honest, we could probably do a whole other episode on it about, like, you know, the industry did. It took a hit. Mm-hmm. And it was down. So this was something we did for our team to just up our spirits and have fun and get out of the salon environment. And
So just creating opportunities to be able to showcase your culture and how, the relationships of your team.
Yeah.
And one more thing I think is worth putting out there is don't ever stop interviewing. Like, even if you don't necessarily need any more apprentices or front desk team or any more stylists, I mean, if somebody comes to you and wants to be part of your company, take the time to interview them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's break it down for the entitled owner. You know, like back in the day, it was like, oh, no, we don't hire anybody that's not, you know.
Went through our apprentice program.
Yeah. And it's like times have changed now. And, you know, some people have, and I love this because I used to have that mindset, like back in the day when I worked in another salon. It was like, oh no, like we would never hire somebody from outside of this salon, you know, for a stylist position. But
I never understood that.
I know. And that's what, like, ultimately, like, I would love to drive home, like, you know, have the interview, have the chat, figure out, you know, why this person is interested in you. What if they're like the greatest fit ever? And we just went through
bring
this.
Bring so much to your team and you're going to skip out on that opportunity. Yeah. You're only like shooting yourself in the foot.
Yep. Yeah.
And we did. We did just go through this. We just had an opportunity to hire an amazing stylist.
And she fit right in.
Oh,
like,
God, it's like we've had her forever. Like, where has she been all of our lives?
Yeah, she's great. Yeah.
But also, like, how quickly circumstances can change. Like, if you... maybe it's not a perfect fit right now, but in a month, say something happens, you can pick up, you know, that contact and just,
oh my God,
replace the person that left or whatever happened.
I mean, just think about it. Like, I mean, where we're at month by month is completely different at times.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm thinking about the scenario that we're in right now regarding like manager.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like 6 weeks ago we were a no. Like, no, we're just hiring front desk. And then all of a sudden we hit our busy season and we're like, we need more hands on deck.
Yeah.
You know, like it changes. So I think always having interviews and taking the time to meet with people that are interested in learning about your company is tremendously important for growing.
So these are our like biggest takeaways when it comes to recruiting for our company. It's culture, showcasing your actual company, your website, benefits, what you have to offer people, a referral program, relationships and networking with the local schools, and constantly interviewing.
Yep. Yeah.
Anything else?
For sure. No. Just branding, core values, making sure that's firm and it makes sense.
Yeah.
That's all.
Definitely.
Well, that's all we got. Hope you guys enjoyed this.
Yeah, I hope you learned something from it. All right, thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to like and subscribe.